Welcome back to Inside Agriculture for April 29th, 2020. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. We'll check in with Farm Director Shauna Olson coming up in just a few minutes. Well, President Donald Trump on Tuesday announced his intention to sign an executive order to keep meatpacking plants open during the COVID-19 pandemic. The president will use the Defense Production Act to order companies to stay open as critical infrastructure, as meatpacking plants over the past couple of weeks have closed with spikes of the coronavirus among the employees. The plan allows the federal government to supply additional personnel protective equipment to meat processing facilities, according to Bloomberg News. The president talked about his decision in an afternoon press conference.
We signed an executive order today, I believe, and that'll solve any liability problems where they had certain liability problems, and we'll be in very good shape. We're working with Tyson, which is one of the big companies in that world, and we always work with the farmers. There's plenty of supply. There's plenty of, as you know, there's plenty of supply. It's distribution, and we will probably have that today solved. It was a very unique circumstance because of liability.
The order will affect processing plants for beef, chicken, eggs, and pork. Republican U.S. Senators from Iowa Chuck Grassley and Joni Ernst this week had urged the administration to invoke the Defense Production Act. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey has the latest National Weather Service forecast for the first full week of May.
This covers the time period from May 5th through the 11th, and it looks like the cool weather pattern that is in place across the Midwest and Northeast will continue and perhaps even intensify as we head into May. We are expecting a broad area of below normal temperatures extending from the eastern plains through the Midwest and the Northeast, and perhaps extending as far south as the Mid-South and the northern Mississippi Delta. Meanwhile, above normal temperatures expected from May 5th through the 11th, mainly west of the Rockies and across Florida's peninsula. I guess the good news in this is that a large part of the country expecting near or below normal precipitation, particularly along and west of a line from Texas to Michigan. But we do expect to see wetter than normal conditions across portions of the south, the east, and extending as far north and west as the Ohio Valley.
House Agriculture Committee Chairman Colin Peterson is going to be holding a press conference in Worthington, Minnesota today to discuss the grave challenges facing hog farmers in Minnesota and nationwide as processing facilities continue to shutter following outbreaks of COVID-19 among the workers. The closures have caused a significant backup of hogs at operations throughout the region, and farmers are now faced with the potential need to humanely depopulate large numbers of animals to prevent disease. We'll have full coverage of what was said in tomorrow's edition of Inside Agriculture. You're listening to Inside Agriculture. We'll be back with more in just a moment.